This is Seattle's Morning News, Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. Everyone has a little fat spot they'd like to get rid of. Can you get rid of fat just by doing something to the particular fatty area you want to eliminate? Let's call in the doctor.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. And Dr. Cohen, why I called you today was because of this piece, which talks about a study involving a procedure known as carboxytherapy, which, as I understand it, is you take a needle and you inject carbon dioxide, the gas, into the fatty portion of your abdomen that you want to sculpt, and the fat cells die off. First of all, have you heard of this, and does it work?
So, good morning, Dave. I love this topic. Thank you for bringing it up. This is a new therapy that's focused on spot reduction. And the whole topic of spot reduction is really interesting, and it's one that's actually been studied for many, many decades. Spot reduction is really a fallacy. It's the idea that fat can be targeted for reduction from a specific area of the body through exercise of specific muscles in the desired area. So, for example, if you have fat on your abdomen and you do a bunch of sit-ups to strengthen your abdominal muscles, that you can actually reduce the amount of fat in your stomach. And in fact, the television exercise equipment industry has exploited this notion by advertising equipment that supposedly does fat reduction. But in fact, it doesn't work. Spot reduction is, in fact, a fallacy.
So sit-ups are not going to flatten your belly.
Right. You cannot lose fat over a specific area. So in this case, your belly, by just doing sit-ups. In order to lose fat, you have to lose it from your whole body. So let me give you an example. There was a study done in 2012 where they took obese people and they had them exercise one leg and not the other leg. The idea being that they would lose weight or lose fat in the leg that was exercising and not lose fat in the leg that wasn't exercising. But actually what they found was that the fat was lost from the upper body. They were losing weight. And so when you lose fat, you're losing it from your whole body. You're not losing it just from a specific area. And so the whole notion of spot reduction is not correct. So as a result, not only have there been tons of TV infomercials trying to sell you equipment for spot reduction, but the reality is the only way to do it is through mechanical means or through medical therapies. And this article that describes injecting quite a large amount of carbon dioxide into a fatty area is a therapy that's designed at trying to spot reduce through medically based means, which is, like you said, killing off the cells. We all have different fat distributions in our bodies. So you see people who are bodybuilders, who are incredibly fit, who have low percent body fat, but they still have some areas where they have natural excessive fat pad distributions, and they don't like it because they're going to compete or whatever. And so they look for ways of trying to remove that additional fat. Well, everybody, you know, for example, a woman may have a baby and then lose weight, but still have a residual fat pad in her belly, and there's no way to lose it. They can keep losing and losing and losing more fat, but that's where they're going to have the most fat retained. So this is a way, these non-invasive techniques, or even invasive techniques, are ways of removing fat from a specific area. It's spot reduction. But the only way to do it is through a medical means, using some sort of invasive or non-invasive medical procedure, rather than just doing an exercise like sit-ups. You can't spot reduce through exercise.
I see. So you can't sculpt yourself with actually having a sculptor do it. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's true. When our body loses fat, we just lose fat all over.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Are those things that people find to be cosmetically unappealing actually unhealthy?
We have two types of fat in our body, and I'm really glad you asked this question. We have subcutaneous fat, which is the fat between the muscle and the skin, and then we have visceral fat, and that's the fat that's inside our belly around our abdominal organs. It's the visceral fat that's unhealthy. The visceral fat causes inflammation in our body, and inflammation is the basis of all disease. Whereas the subcutaneous fat, that's the fat that gives us more of a cosmetic appearance. And excessive subcutaneous fat is unhealthy and has problems associated with it. But if you have a low amount of visceral fat and a little bit of subcutaneous fat, then it's not really unhealthy. Exercise is key. Exercise is key. Everybody should be exercising for a whole host of reasons. But when you exercise, you lose both visceral fat and subcutaneous fat. This is the thing, is you just lose fat kind of equally throughout your body, and you can't spot reduce. And that's what's frustrating for people, is they lose weight, but then they may be that they have a belly and they don't like the way their belly looks, and they think that they can do a bunch of sit-ups and lose a bunch of weight, and that's going to get better. It'll get better in proportion to everything else. But that area where you have excess fat, that's what's going to remain.
Well, they have those man girdles now for that, don't they? they do a pretty good job from what I see on TV.
Yeah, for both men and women. I think somebody made $1 billion off of it, too.
Well, I mean, women had to go through it for centuries with the whalebone thing. It's about time men got that experience, too.
Yeah, I wish I'd dreamed that business up.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Dr. Cohen, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.